I'm All Right Right Now. Among Robert's favorite radio shows was The Lone Ranger, a serial adventure that was broadcast from 1933 to 1954. In the story, a heroic masked Texas Ranger gallops on his horse Silver to right injustices, helped by his clever Indian partner Tonto. The weekly half hour was addictively popular with kids eager to be enthralled, among them the Henson duo, who never missed an episode. One cold December day in the early 1930s, Robert's father took his son on a supply errand to the village of South Lake Tahoe, 3 miles away, to pick up the mail and stock the family pantry. They had a custom-made truck, black in color, as all automobiles were in that day, that had two large skis mounted in front instead of tires, and dual-wheel metal snow tracks in the rear so they could drive on top of the lightly packed snows without a need for roads. It had a fabric roof, no side windows, and the back was an open flatbed for carrying supplies. On this day, father and son were running late, and that was not good. This was the evening The Lone Ranger would be aired, and it was unthinkable that an episode would be missed. But the unthinkable was happening. It was a moment the young boy would remember the rest of his life. Quite often, the snowmobile would become stuck in the snow. This might delay us an hour or two as my father worked to release it so that we could proceed. Each time we went to the village, on the way home, I observed my thinking faculty being disturbed and worried for fear that we would not arrive home in time for me to listen to my favorite radio program. I hated to miss the sequence of the programs such as Captain Midnight, The Lone Ranger, and Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. This was the first time I became aware in the area of the mind that always worries. There I was, though, and I didn't like it. I clearly remember mentally talking to myself and saying, "You are all right right now. We haven't gotten stuck in the snow yet, have we?" At that early age, I actually saw awareness coming out of the area of the mind that always worries and entering a total consciousness of here and now. Then, awareness would leave the now and go into the past, and I would begin to think. 4 days ago, we were delayed in the snow for about an hour, and my father had a very difficult time digging out the snowmobile. I saw my awareness travel into the past. Then, I would repeat even more firmly to myself, "I am all right right now. We're not delayed yet." And again, I actually saw awareness travel right back to the present moment. This became one of my hobbies. The totality of the power of the eternity of the moment began to become stronger and stronger within me from that time onward, until whenever anything came along in the mind substance, I was able to handle it and work it out right from the now, instead of having my intelligence drift off into the future and try to work it out from that perspective, or backtrack into the past and try to find a resolution there. All this and even more unfolded to me at that early age in such a beautiful and simple way. Young Robert's mind seemed to take the best out of every experience even then. But not all those early experiences were amenable to his gift. Church going was culturally mandated in those days, and the children were no exception. He would ask the minister questions, but the minister would not answer. "So why should I go?" he challenged his mother. She talked to the minister, who obligingly conceded, "Please don't force him to come." The compromise of non-attendance seemed acceptable to all, and Robert's church and Sunday school days halted abruptly.